So Sukkot has a very different feel than Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. A very different energy, a very different vibe. What is the avoid of Sukkot? And how does Sukkot relate to the Tekufa, to the time of the Yom Nerayim? So when it comes to the Yom Nerayim, you see our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam was one of, you know, of giver and receiver. The Ribbono Shel Olam was the king, he had everything, and we have nothing. And all we have is what the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us, and that's what basically what all the Yom Nerayim was revolving around, is that recognition, trying to get the Jew to inculcate that way of thinking into their life, of seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam as a source of all things and seeing ourselves as absolutely nothing. That sort of we have nothing to offer. It's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Yom Nerayim. But now we transition from that into Sukkot. And Sukkot is a different phenomenon. Sukkot is that we begin to realize that our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam is more complex than that. It's not a simple giver, receiver. He has everything, we have nothing. Sukkot is a time where we begin to realize that if we're willing to receive from the Ribbono Shel Olam and take that which He has given us, energy and life and bracha and intellect and everything that we want, everything that we, Bez Hashem, have been given through Yom Nerayim, if we can use that energy to then make this place, this world, a place that the Ribbono Shel Olam is comfortable to live in and to reside in, then we bring something to the table. And the Yom Tov of Sukkot is a celebration of what we bring to the relationship. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was a tekufa, was a time where we're completely focused on what the Ribbono Shel Olam brings to the relationship, which is everything, right? Life and energy and parnasa, all the raw material. Sukkot is a time where we take the raw material and we realize that we have something to offer the Ribbono Shel Olam on some level. Taking that raw material and manipulating it and manifesting it and making this world better and making ourselves better, making this place a place that the Ribbono Shel Olam feels comfortable living in and residing in and a comfortable and to express himself in. That's something that he, kviyachol, so to speak, he needs us for. And that's something that we bring to the table. That's Zman Simcha Seinu. It's our Simcha. It's a time where we appreciate and we celebrate what we bring to that relationship. And that's the transition from Kippur, from Rosh Hashanah Kippur into Sukkot, is realizing that the relationship with us and the Ribbono Shel Olam is not one-sided. It's two-sided. It's much more of a complex relationship than maybe Rosh Hashanah Kippur would seem to indicate. And that's what the Simcha of Sukkot is. It's the Simcha that becomes experienced when a person realizes that they, a human being, a finite human being with very, very great limitations, have something to offer the Infinite One. When a person realizes that deep truth, there's an unbelievable simcha that comes with that, because the person realizes that they're not as small as they thought they were. They're not as small, they're not as insignificant as maybe they thought they were over Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So Hashem should help, we should be zeicha to enter into this tekufa, this time, Zman Simchaseinu, to realize the greatest simcha of all, of what we can do to bring the malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam to become more complete and more manifest. There's no greater gift than we can offer the Ribbono Shel Olam than that. And Hashem should help, we should enter into this yontif with simcha and menucha, and both individually and collectively should be able to experience us all together, all of Klal Yisrael, sitting besukah, stavit, b'bias mishir, zekeinu, mi'ar v'meinu, amen.
Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem.